Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Dublin Pride kicks off this weekend with a two-day block party taking place in Collins Barracks as part of the entire weekend's packed lineup of events. This year marks the 40th anniversary of Dublin Pride, imagine, and organisers have planned an impressive parade route and family-friendly free access party at the Pride Village. For more on Pride and how important it is to those who celebrate, Rory O'Neill joins me now in studio. You're very welcome. It's a very big weekend, isn't it?
It is. It's always a big weekend for members of my community.
For some of us, I thought you were going to say. Come here to me. You're looking forward to Pride.
Yeah, although at my age, it's also a bit exhausting. But I'm looking forward to it. And in a way, I think it feels like this year it's as important as it's ever been. And there's a kind of, I hope, a new energy about it, you know, in the community itself.
Yeah, a number of people have said to me, actually, it's even more important this year than previous years. Why is that? Why would people
feel
that
way? Well, I think, you know, after the marriage equality referendum and all that, there was a temptation to sort of be, we've got this, you know. And maybe some of the protest part of Pride slipped away, and it just became sort of a party. But I think over the last couple of years, and more intensely in the last year, there's been this very strong pushback against the queer community. And I think we feel that very acutely at the moment.
Do you really?
Yeah.
We've covered on this programme, Rory, the attacks on some of the LGBTQ community. And because it's inherently part of one's identity, that's being attacked, people tell us it affects them a lot more.
It does, yeah. I mean, I think when you're being attacked for something that is simply a part of yourself, and in the case of sexuality and gender and all that, like a huge part of you, and a part of you that for a lot of gay people, you know, or LGBTI people, you know, it's a part of us that we struggled with ourselves, and it took us, you know, in many cases a long time to sort of come to, you know, to accept that part of ourselves happily and proudly and all of that, and to then have it thrown back in your face and you know, of late, sometimes violently or horribly. It definitely cuts deeper.
Do attacks like that, especially when they're violent, do they affect the wider community?
Yeah, for sure they do. I mean, everybody feels it. I mean, every single member of the queer community has been around for a while, either has a story themselves or one of their friends has been attacked at some point. And there was a great temptation over the, you know, the few years since the referendum to sort of believe that maybe we could sort of forget about all that. But it turns out we absolutely cannot forget about all that. And also, nowadays, so much of our lives is spent online that the stuff that happens to you online, you know, also leaves, you know, a mark too. I mean, like, I'm not exaggerating in any way to say that not a single day goes by, you know, now that somebody on the internet doesn't call me a paedophile. And really, you know, that's something that we all believed we'd left long ago in the past. That, you know, I'm just old enough to remember the 80s when that kind of stuff was around. So many others, believe that was in the past.
Are you saying that's in a way that they're saying that because of who you are and your identity? Is that
Yeah, simply because I'm an out queer person. I mean, it's an old, well-worn and effective tactic.
No, it is.
You know, it's an attempt to sort of muddy the waters to sort of justify this pushback against us or even justify violence against us. Yeah. Because, you know, they know that, well, few would mourn a beaten paedophile. So they'll throw any of this nonsense
How do you
now.
Deal with that? You don't engage with that rubbish, do you?
No, I mean, as you can imagine, my internet block list is pretty enormous. you just have to develop a thick skin about it. Well, you shouldn't have to develop a thick skin about it. And it's one thing for me, you know, in some ways, I sort of feel almost blessed, and that's a weird thing to say, that I'm old enough to remember this stuff in the past and the nonsense of the past. I'm old enough to remember the sort of the hysteria around AIDS and all of that. Because in a way, I feel sort of prepared for all of this at the moment. I feel like, right, well, I've been here before. Mm-hmm. But I do worry about younger, you know, queer people for whom all of this stuff is new and must be very shocking.
Do you report that stuff to Gardaí?
No, there's absolutely no point.
Why?
Because there's so much of it. And also, it's all, you know, online stuff. And I hope that some people do, and especially when it gets particularly bad, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there's so much of it. Like, you know, I'd be going in every day to the guards to report that kind of stuff.
It's that prevalent.
Yes, if you're like a visible member of the community, for sure.
And is that online, Rory, or what if you're
mostly online,
out and about in town, in society? Is there a feeling of threat or risk if you're a part of the LGBTQ community now?
I think what it is it, you know, the people who, you know, hold these insane ideas about us are and in fact, half the time, I don't believe they actually hold those ideas. They're just using it as a tactic. They're actually very small, you know, as a percentage of the population, but they're very vocal and they're not afraid to, you know, to cross lines to express that. So, but, you know, just as a literal example, you know, I have the bar in town and it's been sprayed with a giant pedo bar, you know, in huge big letters all down the side of the building.
I didn't think I'd be having this conversation with you, I must say. And I knew I was going to ask you about the increase in attacks on members of the community in recent times, but I didn't think it would go this deep or would go as wide as you're describing it.
Oh, no, it absolutely is. And it's ramped up in the last year or so.
What do you put that down to, I wonder?
Well, I think these sort of, you know, there's always a pushback against any sort of progress, but I think that over the last number of years, these sort of reactionary aggressive movements have been allowed to fester online and sort of grow and organise. And they're also, you know, if you look at sort of these kind of, you know, right-wing agitators and stuff abroad, they're using the exact same phraseology, exact same wording as the ones here. They're all just copying from each other. I think there is, you know, there are darker forces at the very bottom of this that's pushing this sort of stuff internationally.
And do you know what? I think it's right that we discuss this, but I don't want this to overshadow the rest of Pride. But I will ask you one more question on this. I just wonder, and you mentioned younger people, if this will instill a fear in younger people to go to Pride this year, attend the various events?
Well, I really hope not, because that's exactly what these people want. I hope what it does is it sort of lights a fire under the queer community again to remind us that we always have to be vigilant, that there's always an attempt to push back on any progress we've made, that there'll always be people who are resentful of our progress. And that we need to be always vigilant about that. And I hope that the last year or 2 years of seeing this sort of stuff multiply and expand, I hope that's sort of a reminder and a signal to my community to get out there and remember why Pride is important.
And tell people, this is going to be a strange question nearing the end of the conversation, but what is Pride? Because if you're in town when Pride is happening, the parade especially, it's loud, it's rambunctious, it's really colourful, it's almost a statement of protest, if that's the right word. What is it?
Well, of course, Pride started as a protest, but it's always too been a celebration of our community and the, you know, the various advances we've made and all. And it is both things. It is both a protest and a celebration. And for me, part of the reason why the celebration part is also important is because it's the one day of the year where we get to take over the city centre and act like it's ours, you know, like, you know, to sort of feel like, oh, right, look at the size and strength and colourfulness of this community. But it is also at its heart a protest. It is born out of protest. It was born out of oppression. And so it should be both things. It has space for both things. And that's a constant ongoing, you know, discussion within the community, like whether it becomes too much of a, you know, a party and not enough of a protest and vice versa.
It's a difficult balance, I'd say.
It is, and the sort of the involvement of corporations and so on. It's a constant evolving.
Do you think corporations have tried to hijack Pride in the last number of years?
Corporations, for their own reasons, and some of them are good reasons, always want to be involved. And the problem is the balance of that, you know, especially on the day itself. My own, if you're going to ask me, my own person, this is not the community's opinion, this is my personal opinion. I think we should get rid of the floats and all of that and just have a wonderfully colourful march
through the city. But still loud. I remember asking a gay friend recently, why is Pride, the parade, so loud? And the answer I was given was that he said, we feel we have to be quiet for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what kind of, you know, march or parade isn't?
Well, exactly.
Isn't loud. Yeah. No. It's very empowering feeling. And I always remember the first, if you ask any queer person about their first time at Pride, it's a big deal for you that day to see how many people are like you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, enjoy Pride this year.
Certainly will.
You, Rory, and anybody else who's going, you can let us know if you will go and why you're going and where you will go. 51551 Rory O'Neill, aka Panty Bliss. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Mark.